Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from the Caney City Library. Pam Ernest joins us on the line. Good morning, Pam. How's it going?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. So what's been happening here at the library?
Oh, man, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up that we're really excited to talk about. You know, we have our normal things, like today at 11 is Cookbook Club. And everybody can bring a dish and a copy of the recipe to share, and it's a lot of fun. We are compiling all those recipes, too, so our hope is to have a cookbook out sometime soon. Now, Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m. is Paranormal Club, and our local group, Bordertown Paranormal, they assist with that, and we talk about local legends and lore. And it's always a lot of fun. It's very interesting, too. And then Tuesday the 19th, we're hosting a Minecraft event for the kids at the library. And that's a lot of fun. You do have to sign up for that. I think we have a couple of spots left. So if you're interested, just give us a call or come by the library during business hours. And then Wednesday the 20th, the Science Club. It's from 3:45 to 5 p.m. And it's led by retired science teacher, Mrs. Cheryl Fintress. And this month they're going to be experimenting with acids and bases. And then also on Wednesday the 20th is our Friends at the Library meeting at 6:30 p.m. And we're always welcoming new members and would love to have anybody come. Monday the 25th, the library is going to be closed in observance of Memorial Day, so be sure to come in and get your books early. And then Wednesday the 27th at 6:30 p.m. is the library board meeting. And as always, the public is invited to attend that. And then Friday, May 29th, we have Stay and Play, which is a play group for children for ages 5 and under and their adults, and it's at 10 a.m. And it's a really great time to bring your littles and socialize. And we'll be having the Caney Police Department here for a visit. They're going to give a short presentation on street crossing safety, and then it'll be followed by lots of playtime. And then we do have something really cool this month. We're going to have Innovation Day is something that the library will be hosting, and that's going to be at the Caney Rec Center. And it's May 30th from 10 to 2 p.m. And this is a chance to check out all kinds of tech items that you may have been curious about. They've got things they're bringing, like Meta VR headsets. There's a 3D printer. There's a laser engraver. There's a Cricut Venture. There's chomp saws. There's circuits. There's a buddy projector. There's talking books. And then there's going to be someone there with North Star Digital Literacy. And they're also going to have drones and robots. So there's going to be a lot of experts that come from Southeast Kansas Library System to assist with that. And this is actually brought to us by the SEKLS Digital Literacy. It's a DOT grant that they received. Very cool. And then we do have our annual book walk. It is still ongoing, and it will be ending May 28th, though. So if you haven't got to it yet, be sure to come check it out because it's very cool. A lot of our downtown businesses are participating. And you can find the map for that on our Facebook page. It's starting at Becca's Baby Doll Hospital, and then you work your way around downtown, and it ends up at the library. And this is the one that's on the story. There's author Joel Condry. He's been generous enough to allow us to use his book. It's called A True Kansas Treasure for the Book Walk. And so his granddad had discovered dinosaur bones on his property back in 1955 in rural Kansas. And then in February of 2023, Kansas legislation actually passed for this dinosaur to be the state land fossil, making it the first land dinosaur that's been found in Kansas. And for years, this was a story of, you know, this grandpa just told his grandson, and then he ended up writing a book about it. And that book is what we are using for the book walk. Very cool. It's an awesome program. Everybody's really enjoyed it so far. So, again, if you haven't got to it, be sure to come check it out. It does end on May 28th. We do have book club on the second Monday at 6 p.m. We don't focus on any specific book, but we do bring what we're reading and talk about it. And you can bring a current read or you can bring an old favorite to share, and it's a great way to learn about different genres. The next one's actually scheduled for Monday, June 8th at 6 p.m. And then we've got a recurring program. So we've got senior programming that's on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 3:30. The 20th is Remember When, and we'll be talking about women in history from both Caney and the entire state of Kansas. And then the 27th is a volunteer day, and we're going to be assisting in preparation for summer reading. The first Wednesday of the month is always some type of craft. Like this past month, it was crocheting with Miss Billy. Everybody had a great time, and we are definitely scheduling another crochet day with her. And then the second Wednesday is always bingo, and that's very popular. We did start a short story time on Tuesdays from 3:45 to 4, and then we also have our chair yoga. It's every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And then we have story times on Saturdays at 10 a.m. That one's for all ages. And just as a reminder, our business hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday from 12 to 6 p.m., and Thursdays and Saturdays, 8 to 2, and we are closed on Sundays. So be sure to check our Facebook and our website for updated information.
All right, Pam. Well, that sounds like there's a ton going on at the library. I know summer is always a real busy time for our libraries, gearing up for that summer reading. So it sounds like it's definitely going to be a good one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're super excited. It's a great program this year that we've got put together. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, Pam, we really appreciate you taking the time to bring us up to speed with everything going on at the Caney City Library. We look forward to chatting again soon.
Yeah, thanks again, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, thanks so much. You take care. That is Pam Ernest here from the Caney City Library, and we get to talk with Pam the second Thursday of the month at this time. We have Open Line coming up here in just a few.